Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Elsh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maynisch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. Woodall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Calm out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Heilman moves to third. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Heilman scores. Wingo moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo scores. Rigney moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schalk for a passed ball. Mainisch moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wingo for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurston strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 2 in the game. Noon strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Woodall trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Schalk who tags Woodall, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wingo hits a pop-up towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Manish scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rigney trying to get to third. Falk throws the ball in to Com, who tags Rigney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jess Doyle now pitching. Johnny Bassler now catching. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Bassler moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 3 in the game. Noon hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bassler moves to third. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Bassler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Haney moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Harry Hooper pinch hits for Roy Elsh. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hooper strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Hooper now playing right field. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. 2 outs. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 0 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 3 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mostill moves to third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mostill scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.